Hello, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Harold. May I ask the name of the person that I'm speaking with?
Stanley Williams.
Hey, Kelly, how are you doing today?
I said Stanley, S-T-A-N-L-E-Y.
My apologies. How are you doing today, Stanley?
I'm doing all right. How you doing today, sir?
Cannot complain. Cannot complain at all. My name's Harold. I'll be able to help you out here. I do want to let you know we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes. And
Yes, sir.
I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file the claim?
No, sir.
Nope. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, sir, I was.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Sorry, man.
Can I ask you, did you spray Roundup yourself?
Sir?
Did you spray Roundup yourself?
Yes. Yes, sir, I did, around the house and behind the house. Kind of crazy. I didn't know how this was going on until like a few days ago.
Oh, really? Did you see it like on an ad or something?
Yeah, on the advertisement. Yes, sir.
Gotcha. And then you're kind of like, you know, well, I spray Roundup and kind of make that connection.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
How many years did you spray Roundup?
Like 12, 11 years.
12, 11. Now, through those years, would you say you sprayed it at least 10 separate times?
Yeah, I say, yeah, I sprayed it like a lot of times because I got a company I go around cleaning front yards and do housework and stuff like that. So, yeah.
You're around it every day.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. Have you ever had more than one diagnosis of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or just the one?
Just the one.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents relating to Roundup?
No, sir. I have not signed anything.
Alrighty. And when were you diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's?
I was diagnosed, March 12th, 2010. No. You say when I was diagnosed or when I was first using it?
When you were diagnosed.
Okay, June 22nd, like 2021.
June 22nd, 2021. Yes, and then you started spraying in 2010?
Yeah, I've been spraying like 2010.
Gotcha.
I ain't stopped until like probably like in June in 2021, something like that.
So you stopped in 21 as well?
Yeah, when I found out everything, I stopped using it. Kind of too late, but I'm cured now, though. So
there you go. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let me ask you: did you spray it at your own property, or did you only spray it at for work and everything?
I sprayed it at my own apartment in the yard. I sprayed it behind my yard. I sprayed it in other people's yards. I use it kind of frequently.
What was what's your property address that you sprayed it?
My property address?
Correct.
I'm Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Now, is this the property address that you sprayed it, or your current property address?
No, this the address I was spraying it, because
okay.
I was doing yard work for
Gotcha.
My address was, hold on, say it again, sir.
Can I get that address one more time, the one that you sprayed it?
Oh, yeah. It's Lawrenceville, Georgia. Hold on one second. Lawrenceville, Georgia. 980 Walter Boulevard. This is my old address I used to live at.
Perfect. Is it Northwest, 980 Walter Boulevard, Northwest?
Yes, sir. Lawrenceville, Georgia. 30043.
Perfect. Appreciate that. Do you know of any other colleagues, neighbors who sprayed Roundup who was diagnosed?
I don't know any that could be like diagnosed, but I do know I have sprayed a lot of it around the areas.
Okay, well, if you hear of anyone, just give them my information. We want to help as many people as possible. So.
Yes, sir. I'm going to do that.
Let me ask you, how old were you when you got diagnosed?
How old was I when I got diagnosed?
Yes, sir.
I say, how old was I? I'll say I was like, probably like 30, probably 34, something like that.
Gotcha. Are you safe?
Yeah. No, not 34. How old I was? I can't really remember right off when I was, how old I was.
Let me ask you. Were you between the ages of 18 and 80?
Yeah, most definitely.
Perfect. Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, sir.
Were you ever diagnosed with HIV, AIDS, hepatitis B, hepatitis C?
No, sir. Not at all.
Did you ever have an organ transplant or autoimmune disease?
No, sir. No organ transplant. Nothing
like that. Did you ever have Epstein-Barr lupus?
No, sir.
Were you ever diagnosed with diabetes or arthritis?
You said diabetes or arthritis?
Yes, sir.
No, sir. Not at all.
And did you ever have any other cancer, or is there any family history of cancer?
No, sir.
Nope. Not at all. And then Stanley, Stanley?
Yes, sir. Stanleywillams.
Perfect. Thank you. Could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Sir?
Could you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Thank you. And are you married?
No, sir.
And what is your date of birth?
My date of birth is April 11th, 1984.
Did you say April 11th or 8-11?
April 11th, 1984.
Perfect. I appreciate that. And then for your social?
My social... It's 256-75-5030.
Perfect. And then how tall are you and how much do you weigh?
I'm 5'7", and I weigh 190.
Thank you. And now, what's the best email address for you?
Sir?
The best email address for you?
Davis, D-A-V-I-S, Junior, J-U-N-I-O-U-R, 76@gmail.com.
Thank you. And now your phone number, 404-594-7060.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And then how many times would you say you use Roundup a month?
How many times you run up a month? Probably say like... In a month time, I use it a lot of times. I probably use it at least over in 1 month. I at least say like, cause I think I'm doing different yards and I'm doing different stuff, yard work. So I used to spray yard every time I got done somebody's yard. I sprayed it down. I poured it down on the ground with my hand. So I thought it was like user friendly. I didn't know all this was going on. I went to the doctor and they gave me some bad news. So,
yeah. If you got to estimate how many times, or if you can say a year, how many times a year, you know, and the estimation is completely fine.
I say at least I used it over at least I say about at least 20 times in a 1 month time span.
20 times in 1 month? Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you did spray. 20
times in 1 month.
And then you did spray it 1 year prior to you being diagnosed, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And you said you started in 2010?
Yes, sir.
When did you stop? You said 2021 when you were diagnosed?
Like June 17, 2021. No, June 17, 2021. And I didn't go get tested until June 20th.
Gotcha. Did you wear any protective gear?
Sometimes I did. Most of the time I didn't.
What would you wear? Face mask?
A face mask. I might have on, like, you know, some long sleeve shirts. I might have on just different type of stuff. You know, to protect me from like mosquitoes and stuff like that, and bees and stuff.
Gotcha.
Because I got stung, but I use gloves sometimes, but a lot of times I use a Roundup. I didn't use no gloves.
Gotcha.
I just dug in the bag and just sprinkled it on the ground.
Gotcha. Okay. And now, were you using it every month, or was it only like a seasonal thing?
It's a seasonal thing. So like every time, like something happened,
mm-hmm.
like say like every time I gotta go do somebody's house, their front yard, I use it. So I say at least I might have like 10 houses to do out a whole week. So I say at least like, I ain't gonna lie, bro, at least like 25, 30 times a day. I'm like, not a day, but a week I'm using that stuff.
Gotcha. Okay, and you're using it every month?
Yes, sir.
Gotcha, okay. And you're doing that for about 12, 11 years?
Yeah, about 11, 12 years.
Would you say it's safe to say you were exposed roughly 2,640 times?
Yeah, I can say that. Yes, sir. Oh, okay. I can really, truly say that.
Gotcha. Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot of spraying.
Yeah, I was spraying a lot, man. I mean, doing yard work, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have people got these big old ant beds piled in their yard, all type of like, you know what I'm saying?
This right. Your property, is it near a water well or is it city water?
Say it again?
Your property, is it near city water or is it water from a well?
It's city water.
City water. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzenes, or Agent Orange?
I can't answer that.
Were you ever in the military?
No, sir. I wasn't in the military.
Okay, so probably not Agent Orange. Any other herbicides?
Any other what now?
Herbicides, any other sprays?
No, sir.
Nope. Now, benzene. Have you ever been exposed to benzene? It's a chemical. It's like oil.
Not that I know of, but all I right. use a lot of ingredients.
Gotcha. No worries. Now, let me ask you this. Did you use concentrate or the premix?
Concentrated.
Gotcha. And then where would you typically get the Roundup? Would it be like Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart?
It'll be like basically like I might go to Home Depot, Lowe's, really Home Depot.
Gotcha. Do you still have Roundup or any pictures of Roundup or any receipts of Roundup?
No. Receipts?
Yep. Do you have any receipts?
Not anymore. I had some like some years ago.
Gotcha. And you don't have any Roundup in your possession?
No, sir. I got rid of all that stuff, man.
Gotcha. Nowhere.
No more.
Do you currently smoke?
What? Cigarettes? I smoke cigarettes.
You smoke cigarettes?
Yes, sir.
How many years have you smoked?
I say 5. I just really started smoking cigarettes.
Gotcha. No worries. Everyone's got to do something. Everyone has their little something. So.
Yeah, man.
And are you currently employed at the moment?
No, sir. I'm trying to. I'm just not regrouping myself and getting back situated.
Gotcha.
So I have not been like doing no work or nothing right now.
Okay, no worries. And have you lost any?
Figure a lot of stuff out.
I mean, hey, you know, no worries at all. No worries at all. Everyone has, you know, the rough patch, so no worries. Let me ask you this: did you lose any time from work because of, you know, treatments or anything like that?
Yes, I did. I lost a lot of time from work.
Done.
For treatment.
How many months? How many years would you say?
I say about a good. I say a good 2 years. After 2021, 2022. I say about a good 3 years. I kind of like fell back. I didn't do nothing. Trying to get fully well recovered.
Okay. And let me ask you this: have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, sir. This is my first one. No, sir.
Have you ever filed disability or workers' compensation?
No, sir. But that is all in the process.
Gotcha. Okay.
Probably like in the next few months or so.
Gotcha. And then have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No, sir.
Nope. Were you ever convicted of a crime?
No, sir.
Do you have your medical records?
Yes. My doctor have pretty much all my medical records.
And what hospital diagnosed you?
What doctor diagnosed me?
Yes, sir.
This doctor out of Piedmont State Hospital. His name is Dr. Tory Clark.
Dr. Clark.
Yeah.
And now Piedmont State Hospital, that's the one in is that in Georgia? Atlanta?
Yeah, yes sir, Georgia.
Let me see here. Is that the one in Macon?
Sir?
Is that in Macon, Georgia?
No, sir. That is in, I think that's what, Fayetteville? No, that's, it's not Macon, Georgia. That's, it's in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Fayetteville.
Yeah. Piedmont Fayette Hospital.
That's the one, is that the one at the 1255 Highway 54?
Yeah, 1255 Highway 54 West Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214.
Perfect.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate that. One second. And how has the lymphoma impacted your life?
Man, I don't know. It's very scary, bro. Like, they gave me some pain medication, some morphine. They gave me immunotherapy, and they gave me targeted therapy. And so, basically, like, what scared me was pretty much, like, man, it just put fear of God in me, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Like,
man.
It made me really appreciate life and really made me just, man, anything can happen to anybody, bro. And just, man, just be thankful you're alive, bro. Like, it just really made me really thankful and just really, like, really just recognize where I'm at, you know?
Right, right. Man, so, I can only imagine.
It's been real scary for me. But I just been, you know, holding on, just not worried, just trying to make it, you know, my best.
One day at a time, you know? One day at a time.
Yes, sir.
Can I get a date for your treatment?
My treatment date was, I think it was, what it was? My treatment date was, June 20th, 2021. Yeah, I think it's June 20th, 2021. It's June 23rd of June, 2021.
Gotcha. Appreciate that. Can I go ahead and get your current property address where you're living now?
Okay, where I'm at right now. I just moved here, so I don't have like that on standby, but I'm gonna give it to you. So,
don't worry, I appreciate it.
One, yes, sir. It's 1675 Roswell Road. No. It's what's the address? It's 1675 Roswell Road. 234, no, my bad. It's 1675 234 Roswell Road. 3. The city is Marietta, Georgia, and the state is Georgia. And the zip code is 30060.
Appreciate that. Is the apartment number 234?
Yeah, the apartment number is 234.
I appreciate that. And you said that's Marietta, Georgia, 30062 in Cobb County?
Yes.
I appreciate that. Now, I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you want to put down?
707-753-8463.
Perfect. And who's this person?
Victoria Brooks.
And the relationship?
Well, ex-fiance.
Alrighty. Now, I do want to go ahead and just verify my information, my spelling and everything, make sure everything I have is correct. So when I send this up to the law firm, right, it's an easy process for you.
Okay.
Let me see here. Alrighty, so you were diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. That was in 6/22/2021. You did spray the Roundup at your property address, your previous property address, 980 Walter Boulevard Northwest in Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30043. Alrighty. You have not signed any documents with any other law firms. You spell your name STANLEY, last name Williams, WILLIAMS. And are you a junior, senior, anything like that?
Sir?
Are you a junior, a senior, anything like that?
Oh, no, sir. No. I would like to change my emergency contact to my mom.
Yeah. Let me, once I get there, I'll let you know once I'm ready for that, all right?
Okay.
And then your date of birth, 4/11/1984, your social, 256-75-5030. Email address is davisjr76@gmail.com. Phone number, 404-594-7060. You use Roundup roughly 20 times a month. You did spray Roundup one for a year prior to you being diagnosed. You started in 2010, stopped in 2011. Let's see here. You were seen by Dr. Clark at the Piedmont Fayetteville Hospital, and that's at the 1255 Highway 54 West, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty. And now your current property address, 1675 Roswell Road, apartment 234, Marietta, Georgia, 30062. And then your emergency contact. We're going to go ahead and change that now.
Okay. I like to put Levon Wright, LYVOINE, WRIGHT.
How do you spell that first name one more time?
It's LYVOINE. It's LYVOINE, WRIGHT.
Perfect. Appreciate that. And then the phone number?
Her phone number?
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, it's 229-854-5376.
5376.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. And the relationship?
My mother.
Perfect. I appreciate that. All right. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Sir?
Are you familiar with DocuSign?
I'm real familiar with DocuSign.
Perfect. I'm sending you over DocuSign now. It's going to go to your text messages and your emails. You should.
Okay. I just got it.
Perfect. And then, so go ahead and get that signed. Mm-hmm.
Should I open up in my email or should I open up in just DocuSign, period, how it's coming up?
So you can do your email or your text message, however it came up, whatever's easiest for you.
Okay.
And then I'm going to send you a text message with my direct line and the law firm's information.
Okay. I just got it. I hit agree to use electronic records and signatures.
Right. Yep.
Okay. I'm reading over everything now.
Perfect.
Okay. Okay, draw. Do I got to draw it this time?
Yeah, you got to draw it with your finger. Mm-hmm.
Did put my initials or write this?
So the first one should be your signature. Okay. So you should have to draw your signature on the first one, and then you should have to draw your initials on a different one. Okay. But the first one, yeah, draw your initials, and then you're going to click every yellow box. Draw your signature, and then you're going to click every box.
Okay. They say you're done signing.
Perfect. Yep, I just got them back, so I do appreciate that. What I'm going to go ahead and do now, Stanley, is go ahead and get these sent over to the law firm. The law firm will take a look at them. Now, they will call you in about seven business days. When they call you, they're going to call from that 909 number that I sent your text message. They're going to be doing a verification, basically, of the information, making sure everything is correct one last time before they start to request medical records and actually start to legally represent you, okay?
Okay, I do want to make sure you got my right social and my right birthday. So
yeah, absolutely.
Can you repeat my birthday for me?
Give me one moment. I'm going to pull this back up.
That's a real song.
Okay, so for your social, I have 256-75-5030. And then your date of birth is 4/11/1984.
Okay, that's correct too.
Alrighty. Do you have any questions, comments, concerns for me before I let you go?
What's the turnaround for a response?
So you're going to be talking to the attorneys and the law firm within 7 days. So you'll talk to them. Now, in terms of the turnaround for when, you know, you're actually going to be seeing the money and receiving the money, now that could be like a year, could be 2 years, just because this is a legal process, so you got to remember. So that's probably the, you know, a year or so where, you know, you can actually kind of expect to receive some money. But in terms of you talking to an attorney, talking to the law firm, you're going to be doing that within 7 days.
Okay, 7 days?
Yep, within 7 days. And it's going to come from that 909 number.
Okay.
Alrighty.
I'm waiting.
Alrighty. So if I'll call you Friday or so, Friday or Monday, see, you know, if they called you. If not, I'll try to get you over there myself, right?
Alright.
Thank you. No problem, Stanley. No problem at all. You have a blessed rest of your day, alright?
You too, sir.
I appreciate that.
I appreciate too, man.